Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Prabowo calls for fair trade relations response to U.S. tariff policy. Minister of Health appreciates efforts to reduce Mudik 2025 accidents. I'm Ray, and this is the news in details. Responding to reciprocal tariff policy, President Prabowo says Indonesia wants fair relations. Andi Ramdoni with the reports.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto says he respects the United States President Donald Trump's decision to impose reciprocal tariffs on all imported goods entering the United States. However, he emphasized that Indonesia wants fair and equal trade relations with all countries. Speaking at the simultaneous harvest event across 14 Indonesian provinces in Majalengka, West Java on Monday, Prabowo expressed optimism about Indonesia's domestic strength and readiness to face global challenges.
Tantangan kita tidak ringan. Mungkin saudara-saudara mendengar, ya kan, seluruh dunia digoncang oleh banyak masalah.
Our challenges are not easy. The world is shaken by many problems, and the latest one is the trade war, which affect us too. But we have the strength to negotiate with all countries, including the United States. We'll express that we want good relations, fair, equal, and reciprocal. What they ask is reasonable, and we must respect that U.S. leaders are looking after their people's interests, and we too believe in our own strength. If challenges come, we face them bravely and firmly, and we will rise strong. Earlier, a statement from Prabowo's media team said the president had communicated with four ASEAN leaders to discuss responses to the U.S. policy. Prabowo exchanged views via teleconference with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Brunei Sultan Hassan Al-Bolkiah, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., and Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. ASEAN economic ministers are expected to meet soon to follow up the discussion and determine the best response to the reciprocal tariffs.
Indonesia's Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, expressed appreciation for the Indonesian National Police, toll road operator Jasa Marga, relevant ministries, and the media for their efforts in continuously reminding travelers to stay alert during the 2025 Eid homecoming. According to him, these efforts contributed to a significant decrease in traffic accidents and fatalities this year. Budi Gunadi made the statement during a press conference after the official launch of the National One-Way Traffic Engineering Policy on Sunday. Based on police data, the number of traffic accidents dropped by 45% compared to 2024, while traffic-related deaths decreased by 69%.
Nah, saya tadi senang sekali melihat bahwa
while I was very happy to see that in 2024, the data from my friends at the National Police was 397, now 220 until D-14, so that's a 45% decrease, while those who died fell from 193 to 59, a decrease of 69%.
Minister Budi said the decline in accidents was largely due to smoother roads and less stress among drivers. He also attributed the improvement to Jasa Marga's efforts in maintaining a volume to capacity ratio below 0.7, allowing drivers to travel comfortably and safely. Continuing on, the Chief of the Indonesian National Police, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, has officially implemented a national one-way traffic system towards Jakarta and surrounding areas on toll roads starting Sunday, April 6th. This measure aims to ease traffic congestion during the peak of the Idul Fitri return flow. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, Listio Sigit said this decision followed a joint evaluation by the Ministry of Transportation, Indonesia's toll road operator Jasa Marga, and the Police Traffic Corps. He noted that the number of vehicles returning to Jakarta had exceeded the average.
The results of traffic monitoring from yesterday afternoon until last night showed a significant increase. That's why we decided to implement a national one-way system from kilometer 414 to kilometer 70.
Police Chief Listio Sigit said after kilometer 70, a two-lane contraflow will be applied from kilometer 70 to kilometer 36, and kilometer 36 will return to one-way traffic. Alternative routes are being prepared to prevent further congestion. Indonesia's Minister of Transportation, Dudi Purwagandi, has urged the public to remain cautious while traveling during the Eid return period. In an official statement delivered on Sunday, Minister Dudi Purwagandi stated that the national one-way traffic system currently in effect must be supported by drivers' compliance with traffic signs and instructions from officers on the ground.
Berkaitan dengan penyelenggaraan arus balik yang saat ini kita sedang
In regard to the return traffic management we are currently observing, I would like to first remind all travelers that since the national one-way system is now in place, please drive carefully, obey all traffic signs and field instructions so your journey can be safe, smooth, and of course secure. Minister Dudi expressed appreciation for the public's growing awareness of traffic rules, which has helped reduce traffic accidents by 54%. He also praised the National Police and toll road operator Jasa Marga for managing both homecoming and return traffic flows with strategies such as contraflow and the one-way system. You're listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf stated in Mojokerto Regency East Java on Sunday that the Ministry of Social Affairs continues to support communities affected by the recent landslide disaster. He said logistics assistance such as packed rice meals had been distributed through the Mojokerto Social Affairs Office and Disaster Preparedness Cadets Tagana from public kitchen at the Sendi rest area, which can prepare up to 500 portions per day.
Untuk membantu dukungan logistik buat dapur umum, ya.
To support logistics, we've set up a kitchen to serve those in the evacuation process as well as the community members involved in the evacuation efforts. Tagana units are present in every regency and city. They are responsible for logistics. Meanwhile, evacuation efforts are carried out by search and rescue team, the military, the police, their regional disaster management agency, or trained volunteers. The minister also reaffirmed commitment to food aid and rescue efforts after a landslide in East Java killed 10 people. Listeners, Bali governor banned small plastic bottled water. Ramasid Kipratama has the details.
Bali provincial government has issued new waste management regulations, including a ban on the production of single-use plastic bottled water under 1 liter. As reported by Antara News Agency, Governor of Bali Iwayan Koster announced the regulation in Denpasar, Bali on Sunday, April 6, through a press statement tied to a circular letter about the Clean Bali movement. The circular also prohibits distributors and suppliers from circulating these small plastic bottles across the island. To promote the policy, the governor will meet with bottled water producers. I will invite all producers to stop producing bottled water in containers smaller than a liter, including cups. This is not allowed anymore. Gallon-sized bottles are still permitted, but not the smaller ones. We will call in all the producers. Producers in several regions and cities will also be invited. Governor Koster outlined 6 key policies to improve waste management and reduce single-use plastics. This will apply to both government and private sectors. Penalties and rewards will be given to those who fail or succeed in managing waste. Ramasid Kipratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian U-17 national football team is set to face Yemen in their second Group C match of the AFC U-17 Asian Cup at Prince Abdullah Al Faisal Stadium in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Head coach Nova Arianto has urged his players to maintain focus for the remaining 2 matches against Yemen and Afghanistan. He aims to lead the team to qualify for the FIFA U-17 World Cup by finishing as Group C winners in the tournament's group stage. Masuk insert Nova Arianto. Personally, I want to reach the World Cup. We've made it to the AFC U-17 Asian Cup, and if we can qualify, we will have a chance to go to the World Cup. That's a big target for me. However, while pursuing my goal as a coach, I want to help these players reach the senior level. That is my primary objective. Indonesia previously a narrow 1-0 win over South Korea in their opening match on April 4th, boosting their chances of advancing to the U17 World Cup. The top four teams in the AFC U17 Asia Cup will automatically qualify for the FIFA U17 World Cup in Qatar this November. Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled ASEAN Faces President Triumph New Tariff Policy with Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on ASEAN Faces President Trump's New Tariff Policy. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto visited Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Sunday, April 6th. Quoting setcap.go.id, this visit was in order to meet with the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim, during the Idul Fitri celebration. However, in his official social media, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim stated that the impact of the new tariffs imposed by the United States on ASEAN countries was one of the things discussed. Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim also expressed his hope that the spirit of Idul Fitri would continue to strengthen the brotherhood and cooperation between Malaysia and Indonesia in the name of regional security and prosperity. Indonesia and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN member countries, are currently facing the same challenge, namely the new tariff issued by the Donald Trump administration. The amount ranges from 10% to 49%, with Singapore being charged the lowest and Cambodia being charged the highest. Citing data released by the United States Trade Representative, in 2024, ASEAN exports to the United States are estimated to reach $376.8 billion. Meanwhile, imports from the United States to ASEAN reach $124.6 billion. The joint step taken by ASEAN in response to Trump's tariff policy will certainly have a significant impact on its members, including Indonesia. In the near future, ASEAN economic ministers will hold a meeting to discuss this new tariff. Trump's tariff policy must certainly be faced both by each country and under the ASEAN umbrella. Strengthening intra-ASEAN trade relations can be a step to reduce dependence on the United States market. Hopefully, the steps taken by the ASEAN and each of its member countries will mitigate the direct negative impact on the economy of each country. Diplomacy towards the United States, both by each member country and under the ASEAN umbrella, will strengthen regional economic integration in Southeast Asia. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Here is quote of the day. The dream of a united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by powers coming from the history of our very own nation. That was a quote from Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge, 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become the Pancasila. And that's quote of the day.
Maafkan aku tak bisa memahami. memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Cari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba.
Voice of Indonesia.
Destiny. Enjoying a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism.
Ini kita contoh pariwisata kita Bolobobo.
We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agrotourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. Dream of Ngada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agrotourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insi Singer Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kekasih hati, tapi
sama sehidup semati, temani aku di sini. Namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup sini. Namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder Today is featuring Kaledo Culinary Delight from Donggala, Central Sulawesi. Almost every region in Indonesia has its own unique culinary delights, such as in Palu, Donggala, and around the province of Central Sulawesi. One of them is Kaledo Soup. Kaledo is an abbreviation of Kaki Lembu Donggala in Bahasa Indonesia, or in English, Donggala Oxlack. This clear soup originally came from Donggala region, a district not far from Palu, the capital of Central Sulawesi province. This valley-ridden area has long been known as a cattle grazing location, so it is not surprising that this Kaledo has been around since the 16th century. In ancient times, Kaledo was the delicacy of royal officials and nobles. Currently, the dish with beef bones as the basic ingredient can be enjoyed by various groups. A portion of Kaledo usually consists of pieces of beef, beef bones filled with marrow, pieces of boiled cassava or boiled corn, which are then poured with clear sauce with a fresh sour taste. As a complement, there are typical Palu fried onions and fried lung pieces and lime slices. The sour taste comes from tamarind fruit, which is one of the complementary components of Kaledo, and also lime, which can be added as desired when enjoying it. Meanwhile, the sauce is made from regular soup stock. The sauce seasoning is very simple, namely using salt, tamarind, and a large chilies. In the cooking process, the meat is boiled for a long time to get a tender meat texture. Kaledo fans are also divided into two. There are those who like to enjoy just the meat, and there are also those who like the marrow. For marrow fans, you can enjoy it by using a straw that is inserted into a large bone to sip directly while enjoying the sauce and chili sauce. Kaledo soup can also be eaten with rice or boiled cassava. Eating soup with boiled cassava has been a tradition for a long time and make it taste even better. So, if you are in Central Sulawesi, Palu and its surroundings, take time to try Kaledo soup, which has become a culinary legend. That was Indonesian Wonder Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wahai cinta, beri pertanda, dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara, bisingkan darah, melantunkan darah. Asmara, anai kecinta, setangkai bunga, takkan buat kau layu dan kecewa. Kau menjaga indah hatinya. Cinta, beri pertanda, bisingkan darah, melantunkan darah. Asmara, andai cinta setangkai bunga, takkan buat kau kecewa. Oh, kan ku jaga indah hatinya, kan ku jaga indah hatinya.
We will listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and got you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Samarinda. Di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a monologue about akan menepi, which means will pull over. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, along with a tourism boat guide of Mahakam River, Samarinda. The tourism boat guide said they will pull over at a dock near to the Baitul Mutakin Mosque. Let's listen to the conversation.
Sebentar lagi kita akan sampai di Masjid Baitul Mutakin, salah satu ikon kota Samarinda. Masjid itu terletak di tepian Sungai Mahakam ini.
Apakah kita akan mampir ke masjid itu?
Ya, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Akan menepi, which means will pull over. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Nanti, nanti, which means later. Kita, kita, which means we. Akan menepi, which means will pull over. Dermaga, dermaga, which means dock. Di dekat, di dekat, which means near to. Masjid, masjid, which means mosque. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid, which means later we will pull over at a dock near to the mosque. Sebentar lagi, sebentar lagi, which means in a moment. Masjid Baitul Mutakin. Masjid Baitul Mutakin, which means Baitul Mutakin Mosque. Icon. Icon, which means icon. Kota Samarinda. Kota Samarinda, which means Samarinda City. Terletak. Terletak, which means is located. Di tepian. Di tepian, which means in the bank. Sungai Mahakam. Sungai Mahakam, which means Mahakam River. Akan mampir. Akan mampir, which means will visit.
In the conversation, you will hear the expression, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Which means, later we will pull over at a dock near the mosque. In the expression, there's the word menepi. Menepi, which means pull over. The word menepi, menepi, which means pull over in the context, means the boat is going to the bank of Mahakamtida. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples of describing destinations. Mendarat, menuju ke darat. Mendarat, menuju ke darat. Means land, going to land. Pesawat akan mendarat pukul 12 siang. Pesawat akan mendarat pukul 12 siang. Which means the plane will land on 12 p.m. Melaut, menuju ke laut. Melaut, menuju ke laut. Which means seaward, going to the sea. Nelayan melaut untuk mencari ikan. Nelayan melaut untuk mencari ikan. Which means fisherman go seaward to fish. For your information, Mahakam River is the biggest river in East Kalimantan. Mahakam River is also a main river in Kalimantan, which is known as the island with thousands of rivers. Besides Mahakam River, there are also other main rivers in Kalimantan, namely Barito River, Martapura River, Kapuas River, and Kahayan River. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the dialogue.
Sebentar lagi kita akan sampai di Masjid Baitul Mutakin, salah satu ikon kota Samarinda. Masjid itu terletak di tepian Sungai Mahakam ini.
Apakah kita akan mampir ke masjid itu?
Ya, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
akan menepi,
which means we'll pull over. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Well, listener, after this, we will listen to Music Corner, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Petuah Nasehat, which means Advice by Fadli Lubis. The song was composed by Jalidar Abdul Rahim. Just like the title, the lyrics of this Malay song contain good advice. For example, how we should think about everything first before speaking. Do not indulge in lust. Another piece of advice is that in life there must be happy and difficult. Life always has obstacles. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Petuah Nasehat by Fadli Lubis. Enjoy!
Oh, mesti berjuang memerangi diri. Bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar ia tersenyum. Oh, oh.